Eric Metaxas here. Please join me in a life-saving mission to set Sudanese slaves free through Christian Solidarity International. Since 1995, CSI has freed more than 100,000 women and children from years of bondage and abuse. Your $250 gift frees, feeds, and heals these captives and sets them on a path to a new life in freedom. Please help us free another slave now. Call 888-253-3522, 888-253-3522, or click the CSI banner at MetaxasTalk.com, MetaxasTalk.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show with your host, Eric Metaxas.
Folks, I'm talking to Mike Lindell, and you're not. God has prepared me to talk to Mike Lindell, and it's not easy. It's not easy. It's like wrestling a couple of greased bears up here on the stage. Well, so, Mikey, you were just making a point, and I haven't let you get a word in edgewise. So, please, brother, speak up.
Okay. I want to tell everyone these different miracles. If you look back and say, to get us to this point right here, what got us here, and the mistakes the party that's in power, we'll call it the CCP for all intents and purposes.
Right.
So the CCP has made a couple of marketing mistakes, okay? And one of them was the Senate runoff in Georgia. Okay, before the Georgia runoff on the 5th, I prayed, I had churches praying that they would take both of them. Now everyone says, Mike, they asked me back then, Mike, what are you talking about? We got to get one Republican, it'll be over. And I prayed they'd take them both, because here's why. If they only take one and they leave a Republican in there, everyone's going, oh, whoa, boy, we've got 2022. We can hold them off till then. I got news for you. They already have three compromised senators, and I got news for you. If I would have been them, that's exactly what I would have done. I would have threw a Republican in there because they already had the machines. It's over. There is no fair election in history. China takes over the world with these machines. They've got countries waiting all over the world in 2022, from Brazil to the Philippines, everywhere, that have machines, and they're going to take their elections too, just like they did in Venezuela. And I will tell you, so praying that both of those senators happen, if they take one and leave the Republican, we're not having this conversation. No one's listening to Mike Lindell. They're going, oh, we can hold off and just be, you know, just hang out till 2022, and we'll campaign harder. You can't campaign any harder than Donald Trump did, and we did. Are you kidding me? It's that, okay? But instead, they got greedy. They took both senators, and I go, yeah! You know why? Because all of you went, no! Now what? What are we going to do? What are we going to do? We got to pray that Donald Trump has something up his sleeve before the inauguration. And that's what we prayed. And you know what? Ben Carson told me, a friend of mine, he said, Mike, because I was praying that too. I go, I got to get this
Ben
evidence.
Carson?
What?
The Ben Carson?
The Ben Carson, yes. I go, Ben, I got to get this to the president. It's over after January 20th. He goes, Mike, God's got his hand in all this. Maybe there's a bigger plan. He's got a bigger plan. Well, he did, and here's why. Here's another mistake they made, the CCP. On inauguration day, if I'm the marketer for them, you know what I do? I get them all in a room and I tell Biden, I said, here's what we're going to do. Nope, we're not going to do anything bad. We're going to do good stuff. We're going to open up the states. We're going to open them up, and we're not going to do anything that affects anything, so that everybody's going, wow, it isn't so bad. It isn't so bad. And so people get complacent, so they take the fear away. Instead, what did they do on the first day? They wipe out 50,000 union jobs. And everyone, I don't care if you're a Democrat or Republican, you're going, what is going on? Then they take away the, open up the border, bring in the COVID, bring in the child molesters or the coyotes or the human trafficking.
I've got a question.
So what they did is all these attacks is working in our favor. It's going, even the Democrats are going, my friends that are Democrats are going, what is going on here? This is terrible. This is terrible. But it's a beautiful thing, because you know what? All this has to happen. People aren't looking for hope unless bad things are happening.
I've got a question. Who the heck wound you up? I really do have a question. You know this is my show, right? And you know the main sponsor of the show is you. And so people need to use the code Eric. Mike, you are so on fire. I know this is kind of your personality, but you're a real patriot. And what thrills me about you is you're tireless. In other words, I think that this has been so difficult because you're trying to get this information out. It's kind of complicated. And I'm telling you, you know this so well that you just kind of go on this train and you just go, 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 go. But a lot of people are challenged by this. They don't understand how is it possible in America? Why aren't more people talking about this? I mentioned this at a political get-together a couple of days ago. And everybody came up to me thanking me, like, thank you so much. And I thought, what world are we living in that everybody secretly believes something and they're afraid to speak it? That's we are right. already in chains. Mm-hmm. It's astonishing.
Right.
But you must be seeing a lot of this.
I see it all the time. It's like, and I tell everybody, get on your knees, surrender to Jesus. All the fear will go away because it's like saving money. Here would be a good one. This was about 3 months ago. We had all this stuff we had in a safe. Actually, we had gold, and we cashed it in at my pillow. And they go, Mike, this was for a rainy day. I go, it's raining, people.
Right.
I mean, what are you saving it for?
Right.
It ain't going to matter. It's not going to matter. It's right now. You can't live in fear. They tried to take away our speech. That's why I came up with frankspeech.com. You all need to go there. That is the place you need to go, to Frank Speech, and send everybody you know. Because if you don't, all the other platforms are suppressing the truth and the thing. And we need it for one more thing for sure, and that's to spread the news of this symposium. Because it's like once it's out there and once this comes down, it's all coming down. How can I live with so much passion? Here's why. I will tell you this, Eric. I said, back in the day, people would go, 15 years after I invented my pillow, they're going, I'd be doing pillow spiels and, you know, goes like this. And I would talk one-on-one to people, no matter where they were, because I was helping them so much, you know. And they're going, how can you have this much compassion for talking about a pillow 15 years after inventing it? Because of hearing people's testimonials of how it's helping them. Well, right now, what's keeping me going, besides the Lord, and besides I know I have the truth, he gave me this big platform, is everybody comes up to me and going, thank you, keep going, thank you, I'm praying for you, I'm praying for you. And it's their lives, it's everybody's. If I would think that if they had what I had, everybody would do the same thing, no matter what part of politics you were on, because this is it. There is no tomorrow, this is it. And it's like, it's a lot easier though when you have a full house, a royal flush in a poker game. When you have the royal flush, it's a lot easier to finish the game.
We're not allowed to talk about gambling on this show. Lifeway won't carry it. Okay, so let me just say that there are two kinds of very, very difficult interviews, and this is both of them. No, seriously, Mike, it's so hard to coax information out of you and to get you to talk. And the fact that somehow, I don't know if it was the tumbler of vodka or what the heck it is, but the fact that you're willing to talk and spill your guts, I just feel like I've succeeded. I can retire right now. No, but I mean, you have fire hose.
Speaking of vodka, you know, I do have the LindellRecoveryNetwork.org, everybody.
Oh.
And I just want to put a commercial in there.
No joke.
No joke. That has helped millions of people right now. And if you got right now in our country over the last year and a half, we have another problem. 1 in 4 of our kids is thought of suicide and turned to addiction. And that's everyone. And addiction affects all of us no matter how many forks you eat with. I've been with no forks and 4 forkers. They're everything in between.
Did you say 4 forkers? This is a family program. Shut your mouth. This is a religious convention. Come on. What is wrong with you?
I had to learn how to eat with these forks.
You just don't know how to edit yourself. I can't believe you said those words on this program.
But it's free, everybody. It's free. You go to the Lindell Recovery Network title. It's free to addicts. If you want to donate, there is a donate button there, but it's free. It's been all over.
Look, you're doing so much good work, Mike, and if you were doing nothing else but selling quality bed products, that would be great.
Promo code Eric.
You're what? Yeah, promo code Eric. But
don't forget
Nutrimedics.com, promo code Eric. But seriously, you're doing so many things, and I just want people to get to know you. The Lindell Recovery Network, what is the website again?
LindellRecoveryNetwork.org.
Okay. If you know anybody struggling with addiction, send them to LindellRecoveryNetwork.org. And the symposium on this program and on my social media, I will be getting the information out about this. FrankSpeech.com, another place for you to find tons of information. Mike, you inspire me because I think that many people have grown weary. Many, many people. They don't care. They just want to get on with their lives. Mm-hmm. And I really think that we are in a battle. And for spiritual people battle. To shrink from the battle, folks, when the battle's over, nobody's really going to be able to – you're not going to be able to do any good. And so we are in a battle right now. So, Alvin, I think he says we're out of time. Mike Lindell, my friend, thank you for doing everything you do, and we will continue this.
Thank you. And everybody, we're going to get through this, and we're going to look back, and everything that happened, we're going to say had to happen to get us to this beautiful place of one nation under God.
Amen.
Hey there, folks. How many years have I been telling you about Relief Factor? What, like four? The truth is, I know there are millions of people. In fact, some say over 100 million people struggling with some kind of pain, maybe from exercise, just getting older. That could do it, getting older, which is why I am so impressed with Pete and Seth Talbot. They are on a mission. You rarely see this kind of focus and commitment. Seriously, they recently shared with me that they are doubling down and want to literally double their total number of happy customers in the next year. And I believe they'll do it. So here's the deal. If you're struggling with back, neck, shoulder, hip, or knee pain, even general muscle aches and pains, then I'm suggesting you order their 3-week quick start, still discounted to only $19.95, about a dollar a day to see if we can get you out of pain too. And then after that, less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
Hey, folks, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. I know you don't have to be here. You choose to be here. I have to be here. And we're at the NRB, and all kinds of people come up to you, tall people, less tall people, various sorbos. They just kind of show up. Kevin and his current wife, how many has he married by now? You know, these celebrities. But right now I have a really substantive conversation or guest. We've had him before. His name is Hormoz Shariat. He's with Iran Alive Ministries. He has become a friend. Hormoz, it is just a joy to see you and much more to speak with you so that my audience can hear you, because the work you are doing, most people are unaware of it, which is why I get excited about you, because we can tell them what you're doing. So do me a favor and tell my audience what you are doing with Iran Alive Ministries. And folks, listen carefully, because this is crazy.
Well, this is history in the making, and by God's grace, we have a part in it. Not many people know that Iran is turning towards Christ. They have rejected Islam and very open to the message of the gospel. There is a revival going in Iran, and millions of Iranians have rejected Islam. They're saying, our problem is Islam. We have to get rid of it. So God, by his grace, has positioned us, and we use media to go over the heads of the mullahs into people's homes, share the gospel, and we are bringing change, not just spiritual, by the way. We are bringing social and political change in Iran. And that's why you were guests on our show. We talked about democracy.
Well, I feel like when I hear people say what you just said, you know, it sounds like people just sort of automatically assume you're blowing a little smoke. You know, you want people to tune into the ministry. And that's why I want to be very clear. What you're saying is true. And most Americans have no idea of what is happening in Iran, because they don't have any idea. I mean, look, we've been locked out of there for, you know, since I was a teenager. It's basically a place with which most Americans are completely unfamiliar. We read some headlines here and there. You obviously have a history there. You've been there. I mean, what is your history there, and what's the last time you were able actually to be there?
Well, I was born in Iran, and I came to U.S. for graduate studies as a Muslim. And here I just compared Islam with Christianity as a student, and that's how I became a Christian. And I realized this simple message of Christ can change lives, can heal marriages, which healed mine, and can change nations. It's so powerful.
And what's the last time you were able to go there? I mean, are you an enemy of the state? How does it work?
They consider me an enemy of state. They would love me to go back. I will go. It's easy to go, but coming back, I don't think I will ever come back.
Really? Really?
Yes. I get life threats even living in Dallas, Texas. They tell me, we know where you are. We're going to take care of you someday.
Wow.
Alvin, I think we need to end this interview. I don't want to be near anybody who's this dangerous. Okay, seriously, what you've been telling me, because we've gotten to know each other, this is it's one of those things, you know, you read about it in the headlines. When something happens, we read about it. But right now, most people are unaware kind of these rumblings. And so if anything happens, they will read about it. But until now, most people simply think, look, Iran is controlled by the mullahs. Everybody there is on board. It's like Saudi Arabia. It's just one of those places where everybody drank that Kool-Aid and that's that. And you're telling me, no, the people in Iran, many of them are pro-Western, pro-America. Many of them have come to faith in Jesus. And they, of course, have to be very quiet about this.
That's right. You have to realize that there is a difference between Iranian government and Iranian people. You're talking about Iranian people. I want to give you two reasons. One is spiritual. Yes, people of Iran are open to the gospel, and we need to, as Christians, we need to care where God is working, where revival is happening. That's our job, to join God where he's working. But the other aspect is the Iranian government. When Iranian government say U.S., United States is our great Satan, when they are developing nuclear bomb, and they say we're going to attack U.S. and Israel, you have to take them seriously. Somebody constantly tells you, I'm going to kill you, I'm going to kill you. You get it. Take it seriously. And in 9/11, before 9/11, we didn't take that seriously. 9/11 happened, but you go before that, they were saying, we're going to do this, we're going to do this. And we didn't take it seriously. Now, for the political reason, people in the U.S., you have to wake up.
So I hesitate to call it the Biden administration because I don't believe he was elected president. And I have a personal animus against people who steal American elections. I frown on that. That's just a personal religious belief that I have, that stealing is bad and stealing elections is bad. So I don't refer to it as the Biden administration, but the fake administration nonetheless has been doing some terrible things with regard to Iran. And so tell us your perspective on the failed Obama-Iran nuclear deal and all that kind of stuff. What do you think, from your point of view, as someone who grew up there and knows and loves the Iranian people, what is your perspective?
Well, the Obama deal was a disaster for America and for Israel, but it was a big victory for the Iranian government. They celebrated. After that, they were on the street celebrating. Oh, we got it. We got the good deal. What was the deal? The deal was not to build a nuclear bomb, but to delay it. Please, not now. Later. You can do it later. And here is $150 billion for it. So they were happy to do that. And now with Biden, Iranian government is hoping to go to back to the same deal, but Biden is not ready to do that, because if he does, then people say, oh, you're as naive as Obama was. So,
and it's hard to be that naive. Unless you're demented. Well, let me ask you, though, do you think he cares that people are going to accuse him of that? I mean, why would he care? He was part of that administration.
I don't know. I think I'm not a politician, but public idea of a politician counts. What people think of you, it counts, right?
But he didn't. I just don't think that he really does care what people think. In other words, I think that he is practically a Manchurian candidate, and he's being handled by people who do not have dementia, which is very important. If you have dementia and you want people to handle you and tell you what to do, it's important. Many of those people don't have dementia. And it strikes me that that's what's happening right now, that you've probably got people like Obama and Susan Rice and other creatures behind the scenes. They're determining what happens. And it doesn't strike me that Obama particularly cares what people think of anything, much less of Biden.
We know politicians, they want power and they want the control. I would imagine that what he does is, how can I prolong my power in the office?
Right.
And people do not matter for most politicians. They're very rarely you find a politician that puts people first. And when you go to Iran, and even in Islam, life does not matter.
Well, that's the issue, right? You care about the people of Iran. The leaders of Iran don't care about the people of Iran. This is the case in many countries in the world, certainly in China. So we do have to be careful. We're talking about the Iranian people. God is doing a work among them. So for folks who are tuning in and they've not heard of you, I'm speaking to Hormoz Shariat. He's the head of Iran Alive Ministries. You can check it out, iranaliveministries.org. But we've just got a minute left in this segment or so. If you know, because people aren't clear what's happening, what is the evidence that so many people are coming to faith? Tell us about what you know.
Well, we only know of the people who contact us. And the number of salvations, according to our statistics, these are people who let us know, has grown 10 to 20 times the last year. And it's sustaining. So amazing number of people are coming to Christ, and we have those numbers. We have 70,000 right now of the people who have contacted us. By the way,
who've contacted you.
Contacted us. We're blocked, and it's dangerous to contact us. And even in the Bible, you see Jesus healing 10 lepers. Only one came back and gave a report. So God knows how many out there are being saved, but our statistics has jumped over the roof the last year. Just every week, about 500 people that we know of are coming to Christ.
This is unbelievable. Yeah. This is in Iran. I want to say, ladies and gentlemen, do you understand what we're saying here? This is absolutely astounding. You said you think that at some point Iran is going to flip, that at some point there are enough people there who are against the mullahs, who are Christians, that the country will flip. How would that happen? Why do you say that?
Well, it's not my idea. I stole it. I stole it from Jeremiah 49:38. It's God's idea. He says he will set his throne in Elam, which is completely inside Iran. So I believe the Bible. So believing the Bible, Iran will eventually be led by Jesus Christ. And
where is Elam? Where is that?
Elam is a land southwest of Iran, right now completely inside Iran. Elam is the land east.
And it says in Isaiah that the gospel, or
Jeremiah,
what does it say?
Jeremiah 49 talks about the future of Iran. Verses 34 and on is the recent history of Iran. It says, I will remove kings and princes, I will scatter them. But then Jeremiah 49:38, it says, I will set my throne there.
Folks, we'll be right back talking to Hormoz Shariat, Iran Alive Ministries.
Let your love guide you to all living things, and let your love shine.
Prescription Dispensing Labs is a national licensed pharmacy specializing in personalized prescription and natural medicine. The pharmacists at PD Labs are credited with formulating unique nasal sprays for the dreaded brain fog and a leader in uncovering new compounds to improve your health. PD Labs is one of the first pharmacies to now offer a telemedicine group trained in prevention medicine and how to restore your health. They have developed signature professional supplements that really work rather than just promotional advertising. PD Labs Pharmacy prides itself on innovation and amazing customer service that show dedication to your health. Today, everyone needs a choice in their health care, and they bring many refreshing options on how to maximize your body's amazing capabilities to bounce back. PD Labs has an extensive network of practitioners nationwide dedicated to true health care, not sick care. Visit their website, pdlabsrx.com, for free health tips, podcasts, and their popular online store. Call 888-909-011.
Hey there, folks. This is Eric Metaxas Show. We're at NRB in Tejas, and I'm talking to Hormoz Shariat, Iran Alive Ministries. Hormoz, you were saying that in Jeremiah, it predicts, prophesies that God will come to Iran, and you do believe that's for today, that it's happening.
It's happening right now, fast. We're moving in that direction. Let me put it this way. We are not there yet, but very fast we're moving in a direction of Jesus becoming the king in Iran. And when he says, I will set my throne there, it does not mean just millions of believers. There'll be a society where Jesus is loved, known, and worshipped and obeyed. So it's not just many churches, many Christians.
Do you feel that because Islam has been so oppressive in Iran, that the mullahs have been so oppressive, so legalistic, so we would say pharisaical, except much worse, that when we talk about theocracy in America, the specter of theocracy, to me, it's a joke when people say, like, oh, you want to bring theocracy. You don't even know what theocracy is. And by the way, look around the world. There are such things as theocracies. Do you think because of the intensity of the theocracy that exists in Iran, that it has driven people to the truth of Jesus?
Yes and yes. The rejection of Islam in Iran is not an overnight emotional thing. It took them 40 years to realize we know what Islam is, and we experienced it. We implemented it for 40 years. So we know what it is, we have experienced it, and we don't want it. So Islam has, as you may know, Islam is not just religious, it's a political. It tells you, I'm sorry, how to go to the bathroom, how to have a
No kidding. It's no kidding. Look, a stranger just gave me a beverage. Who is that?
That's good.
Honestly, I got to tell you, when we talk about this, one of the things I like to do on this program is educate people. And most Americans have no idea of the world beyond the United States. They think that, oh, the world's normal. When we think about the level of religious power in a place like Iran, you know, here we have like preposterous things like the Handmaid's Tale and, you know, these specters of, ooh, the right wing Christians are going to take over. And it's fantasy, because the most dedicated right wing Christians I know believe in religious liberty, believe in the freedom of the gospel. And yet people pretend as though this is going to lead to theocracy. And yet around the world, mostly in the Muslim world, there are actual theocracies where women are not allowed to drive. Women aren't allowed to appear outside unless they're wearing the chador or whatever they have to wear. And you know that these people are longing for truth. They're longing for freedom. They're longing for the gospel. And we ignore them. I mean, I think that the feminists in America, they should be marching against the Iranian mullahs, and they are silent.
We don't know what we have in America. We get used to it. We think the whole world is like heaven, and here we live in hell. We don't have a point of reference. As you said, if you go really study those nations, you realize how blessed we are in the United States, how free we are. And the rest is an imagination. It's a delusion. Delusion, I would say. Think, oh, those Islamic nations. Those nations are so perfect, and we are not.
So what is life like for somebody in Iran today? In other words, again, here we are so far away, we can't even imagine it. What are they experiencing? In other words, if I say in Iran, I'm living someplace, I've got some job, and I say I want to go to a Bible study, can I do that? Are there people checking up?
Oh, you're going to be arrested gathering with other Christians. That's a high punishment crime to just gather or share the gospel with others. People get 5 to 10 years because they gather with other Christians, even in their home. Even in their home.
They get
5 to 10 years.
To 10 years in and this is not an American prison, folks. This is an Iranian prison, which is not quite as nice. The TVs don't get as many channels. The weight rooms, oftentimes, they don't have all the different weights. I mean, can we even imagine? We're sitting here in America, and you're telling me that if you gather to study the Bible, you could be sent to prison for years. And you know more about the Iranian prisons. It's just the freedoms that we have. We can't even imagine.
Amen. We are used to the freedoms here. And in Iran and in Islamic nations, just even you're not free even to think. And that's not just by law. I've been witnessing to Muslims, and when I get to the Bible and I help them to think, you know what happens? They get fearful just in their heads, because they know Allah can read their mind. And if they are questioning Allah, he will punish them. So even they're not free, even inside their head to think.
That is scary. I know some friends who went to a fundamentalist Baptist camp, and it was just like that. Seriously, though, how do people know? We're getting people laughing here. I apologize. I won't joke anymore. But how do we know, like, you know, when you say, tell my audience what Iran Alive Ministries is doing, how you get the gospel in, how it's possible to circumvent what they have set up.
Well, this is history in the making. Iran as a nation is ready. Islam is experiencing its greatest defeat in its history in Iran today. So on the other side, a nation is ready. On this side, you cannot go there. You cannot have a church. So what we're doing is using media, satellite television, and internet, Internet is controlled. So number one, satellite television, you go over the heads of the mullahs into people's homes. The doors are locked. They're not afraid. And they, you look at in their eyes and they tell them about Jesus and they're open.
Okay, so this is what Around Alive Ministries does, using satellites.
Yeah, we use satellite to go to people's home, and we do evangelism, we deliver church services, we have live prayer meetings.
But I'm saying this is all through TV, through satellite.
That's right.
But you said the internet is controlled. What do you mean by that?
The internet controlled by the government.
Oh, hang on a second. Going to a break, folks. I'm talking to Hormoz Shari at IranAliveMinistries.org. Folks, I'm talking to Hormoz Shariat. What is that, Irish? IranAliveMinistries.org. Hormoz, you were just telling us that the internet in Iran is what? Who controls? How does this work?
It's controlled by the government.
So they can't go to my website, for example?
No. The website that they don't like, they're blocked. You cannot go directly to that.
So they're almost as bad as YouTube. They believe in censorship.
They believe in censorship, yeah. And you can't get to YouTube either.
You can't get to YouTube either. Well, that's the only good thing I've heard about the mullahs so far. So basically, you're reaching them through satellite TV, and somehow there's a loophole there. In other words, they're allowed to watch TV on
the
satellite.
They cannot stop it. The signal comes from the sky. You're in the privacy of your home, a little dish that everybody has. You receive a signal. There's no history of it. That's another thing about internet. If they catch you, they will know what you watched yesterday,
right,
the week before. But if they catch you watching, you know, in your home, they don't know what you watched last night. You just have a satellite television.
So they don't have the technology to shut this down yet.
No.
But seriously, you know, maybe there's a window, right? And we don't know what's happening tomorrow or next year. But so far, through satellite, you're able to beam the good news of Jesus into Iran. And you're seeing a lot of people come to faith. Are people allowed to leave Iran? What is the status of, you know, in terms of being able to get out of the country?
Well, many people would love to leave, but they can't. It's hard to be a refugee. About 5 to 6 million Iranians have already left Iran. They live in Turkey, Europe, U.S. Those who could leave, they have left. The rest have to suffer. And they're suffering a lot. That's one thing. Is the economy is so bad, even the low-income people are turning against the government. That's something new, the last 2 years' development. The intellectuals were against the government. The middle class were against the government.
Wow.
The last 2 years, the low-income people who were supporting them, supporting Islam, they are turning against the government also.
I mean, this is interesting because basically what you're telling me is that this is why the government is willing to do these kinds of deals with the U.S. In other words, if you give us cash, I mean, we gave them how many? $150 billion?
That's right.
I mean, are we making that up? Can you picture what $1 billion cash looks like? A billion. And then we gave them $150 billion in cash?
Yeah.
Why did we do that? Are you aware of why we did that?
Well, it was a deal. And asking them not to develop nuclear bomb,
please.
Please, for now, maybe later.
And to sweeten the pot, here's 150 billions. It's an amazing thing.
It is, and it doesn't work. Even during the Obama's time, they were developing nuclear bomb underground,
right?
And they were building sites, and they used that money to kill Americans around the world. You know, their terrorism. They financed terrorism. They finance what's happening in Syria, Yemen, Lebanon. So that money was not used to help the people of Iran, by the way. The $150 billion were used to kill the Americans and to advance their interests.
Why do you think people like Obama and Biden could be so naive? I think it's a combination of naivete and, well, coupled with ignorance, but combined with their own animus against the U.S. in a way, or at least the way we have conducted ourselves. They almost seem to side with Iran, with the Iranian leaders, against those of us in this country who think that the Iranian leaders aren't to be trusted.
Yeah, well, they have this notion that, oh, okay, it's their country. we should not get involved. Whatever they want to do with their people, it's their job. So they are not interested in human rights, anything except that dealing with governments in a so-called peaceful manner. So it's a wrong assumption that the other side thinks the same way.
Right. Well, I mean, this goes way, way back. Unfortunately, the Democrats have been guilty of this kind of naivete. The conservatives are guilty of other things, but we've seen this. Look, this goes way back with Russia, that somehow the evil that's in the world, that people on the liberal side are less inclined to believe that, and they think that we can play games with it. Okay, so if people want to find out more, they go to IranAliveMinistries.org. And also, I've been told, you can text the word Iran. Let me spell it for you. IRAN, Iran, to 50700, 50700. Text Iran to 50700 if you want more information. Hormoz, we just have a few minutes left today. What else can we tell my audience?
Well, there's things happening. You know, the election in Israel, the election in Iran, the election in the U.S., all three governments have changed the last few months. So the whole political environment has changed, and we need to pray and understand what's happening so we can do the work of God. We have to be aware. Iran's government has changed, and the new government is even more brutal.
Do they also have a fake president, or do they get a real president?
There is no election in Iran.
There's no election.
You're talking about
okay, so then we're on the same page. They don't believe in democracy, and we've ceased to believe in it. And I think that's sweet. We all need to unify. So right now, what kind of programs are you blasting into there through the satellite? In other words, we're talking about, what, an hour a week, or what is the...
It's 24/7, and
whoa, it's 24/7.
Yes, 24/7. We broadcast. We have, of course, I cannot produce 24/7. So we have partners like Jack Graham and Michael Youssef and good R.C. Sproul. We have others who can help us. And if anybody has interest in the Middle East and have a media ministry, if your pastor has that heart for to reach out to the Middle East with some good teachings, come and talk to us. We want to disciple the nation. We do that. We do evangelism. We provide church services. We have live church service for the people, Christians in Iran with no churches. We have live prayer meetings. So anything that can help the church in Iran to stay strong.
It's just such an amazing thing. Do you think in our lifetimes we will see the country, the mullah's regime be toppled?
I believe so. I believe, this is personal belief, that... this is the last election, very possible, of this kind, because it was
you mean
a disaster
in Iran?
In Iran. This was a disaster. I think the Iranian government will become more of like a North Korea type of government.
Well, you mean the most recent election was, you know what, actually, we're going to go to break. We'll be back. Final segment, talking to Hormoz Shariat. You can go to IranAliveMinistries.org.
This world all alone.
The most important thing of all, forget about this Iran stuff. You need to go to mypillow.com and use the code Eric. Hurry. Okay, let's get back to Iran. So you just said about the election that they had in Iran. Is it a more draconian leader or set of leaders, or is it the same? You made it sound like it's getting worse there.
Well, all the elections in the past has been a show, because the supreme leader chooses the person and then he gets elected. But this time, the show is over. People are sick and tired of that show.
And why do you say that? How do you know that?
They know, I'm in touch with the people of Iran, they know this election is a show. It's not real. So what the government this time, the supreme leader, chose a person who can oppress people even more, who's not afraid of killing. His background is killing. He killed 15,000 to 30,000 people in prisoners in the 80s. So they put this person, they said, okay, the democracy show is not working anymore. So let's do another.
So they have to get even more brutal.
Brutal, very clearly brutal. The democracy pretending to be a democratic nation, over. People don't know it's not that. So here is a person who will kill easily if anybody does demonstrations on the streets.
So you have anecdotal evidence. You have stories of people coming to faith. We just have a few minutes left today. So tell us a story or something that you've heard recently so we can get an idea of what God is doing.
Well, we are asking people to read the Bible right now. We have a Bible reading campaign. We ask them, read the Bible and do what it says. And because our audience, both Christians and non-Christians, non-Christians thought we are asking them to do it. So they're non-Christians. They say, oh, Pastor Amos, I heard him. Read the Bible, do what it says. So here are non-Christians getting Bible, reading, and doing what it says, and they're getting saved. And that's the power of Bible. So they're reading and say, oh, I didn't know this is in the Bible. So the number of salvations is growing because of people ready and because of the Bible working in there. I have this woman called me. She said, my two sons came to Christ last year. I didn't know what to do with them. And my husband didn't.
How about a good time out? Do they have that over there?
What is that?
A time out? Send him up to his room. It's like, you know, no internet for a half hour.
Sometimes maybe. But
that's probably too strict. They wouldn't do that in Iran.
No, they don't. The youth are in power in Iran. The youth are telling the parents what to do.
Yeah, except in this case, it's more good than bad. But that's another story. Well, so you're telling me that that this woman's kids came to faith in Jesus
last year,
and she didn't know what to do.
She said they were not growing in their faith. They were had bad friends, and they were doing drugs and things and walking away from faith. I didn't know what to do with them until you started the Bible reading campaign. I said, let's do that. Let's just read one verse a day and share that with each other.
Right.
So dinner time, we would pick a verse and talk to each other. And my husband, non-believer husband, was sitting there. And over the last month that we did that, so there was a transformation in me reading the Bible and obeying what it says, transformation in my young kids, teenagers.
Yeah.
And by the way, my husband said, I want to have a part in this. I want to read the Bible and do what it says. He says, my husband is a believer now because reading the Bible, do what it says. Doesn't matter if you're a Christian or not. It's going to work.
I love it. Well, I'm sorry we're out of time, but I'm just thrilled we got a few minutes. Hormoz, H-O-R-M-O-Z, Hormoz Shariat has been my guest. IranAliveMinistries.org. And if you want, you can text the word Iran to 50700. Hormoz, this is great news about the best news. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, Eric. We all need good news, and God is good news. He's creating good news around the world.
Glad to hear it.